to Teresa and Julia for providing a nice, let me just skip ahead here, nice overview of the benefits and the variety of the mechanics of going through an assessment that leads into improvement planning. The good news is that at the state level, as Teresa mentioned in the beginning of her remarks, is that it doesn't really drastically differ. Some of the terminology might change, the partners and players might change, some of the forces of change might be different, but really the state perspective is one that is similar. So what I'd like to do today is talk to you a little bit about two things. One is a research project that ASTO engaged the Purdue University Technical Assistance, Healthcare Technical Assistance Program in last year to provide us an overview and understanding of what is going on in the states around health improvement planning. CDC was a partner and sponsor of that research, so we had the pleasure of working closely with both the university as well as our project officers at CDC around the understanding of what's going on in states and taking that research and those findings into the development of a state health improvement planning resource provided that we were working on and almost in completion of providing to states to help them with their health improvement planning. Obviously, one of the hottest topics in public health is accreditation, with health improvement planning and health assessments being part of the prerequisite to apply, and following what locals have around MAP. It's certainly a timely resource that we hope will be something that helps states really get their improvement process off the shelf, out of binders, and active and collaborative, and something that's meaningful for them and ultimately improving health outcomes in their states. So first off, just a little bit of background. As I mentioned, we collaborated with Purdue University, who at the time was engaged in a project of their own for the state of Indiana to do a health improvement planning process. And so it was a very timely engagement where they were beginning some of their research around health improvement plans, looking at what states have out there to help inform theirs. You might be familiar with the ASTO profile of state public health, which you can see at our ASTO booth here at this at APHA or on our website. And this, too, is a broad scope of public health data, similar to the NACHO profile of local public health. There's a whole quality improvement and accreditation preparation section that you can get state data on. What I'm talking about today is data from the research findings from this Purdue University research timeframe, which was from August to December of 2010. What the plans and the states that were reviewed, so what we did was really collect as best that we could examples of health improvement plans from all of the states. And so as you can imagine, that was an enormous task, and I'll go through some of the data findings about what's out there. But what was reviewed in existing plans that we found were these key elements: the duration of implementation, time frames, how the population was described, the data sources that were used for plans, partners involved in planning, the characteristics of those planning committees, the various approaches to planning, the inclusion of vision statements, contextual factors, and then of course the priorities, both the health and system infrastructure, and then the overall implementation and monitoring of the plans that were all final step. And as Teresa, I believe, mentioned, that there are components that repeat, that this is a collaborative effort, that has, it's not just to come to a final plan, it's something that you want to evolve and live and continue to be monitored and improved. So what we found here, and again, I just want to point out that if you are looking at the ASTO state profile of public health for this year, some of these numbers might look different, and particularly around the number of states that have SHIFs in place, partly due to the definition that was used in the ASTO profile. I should make sure that you understand that the ASTO state profile is using the FAB definition, which Teresa provided for you for the CHIP and the SHIP. And all of the data in the profile is really based on the FAB definitions of any of the questions that were relevant or related to the prerequisites. According to the research that Purdue did, almost 30% of states had a ship in place. About 20% had them in progress. Healthy people plans were analyzed when a state did not have a ship in place. So it's safe to say that almost all states can say that they have either a healthy people plan or a ship in place. Okay, some of the priorities and themes that were about 73% of plans identified priority health issues, about 86% identified priority infrastructure issues, and about 43% of ship plans provided documentation of how those issues and themes were identified from data analysis. I'm not going to spend too much time on the data, but you can see here the variety, the different types of data that were used in the state health plans, health improvement plans. And I think Julia said it well, and you know, an important thing to remember in this process is that there are so many things that a state or a community might already have in place, so many, a variety of different assessment types, and Julia walked through you know, the scope of the plan and why it's important to what that scope for that plan is, whether it's MCH or agency-wide. So really recognizing that there are a lot of what you'll need to do a health improvement plan, it may already be in place. Some of the partners involved here, if you look here, about close to 80% or years over which plans were written to be implemented were close to 4 years. And as a reminder for FAB, the FAB prerequisite, it will be 5 year of a time frame for the implementation of a health improvement plan and assessment. Okay. So some of the again, as you know, there are a variety of ways to communicate the different elements of the health improvement plan, whether it's the community or the state level. And the three of us may have used different terminology, but this, in a sense, is what the research that we conducted with Purdue University really led to develop this list of the key components and elements recommended for steps in a SHIP. And as I mentioned, forthcoming will be a resource from ASTO called a SHIP Resource and Guidance Document that we'll be putting out on our website that will delve into each of these in much more detail. So let me just take a few minutes to go through a little bit more around the establishing a planning process, which of course includes identifying and engaging stakeholders. So this is where you're planning the process, obtaining that leadership support, really putting out there in writing the commitment to the process. ASTO research indicated that this phase took about 12 to 48 months. So, you know, really depending where, if say for example this is a state health agency leading, where they are in the process, that planning phase and what you already have in place, the partnerships that you have already established. Really thinking outside of the box of community partners that can help drive that health improvement planning process. Considering how you would use work groups that are already in place, the frequency and the timing, how you can piggyback on existing meetings and that sort of thing, really can influence the time frame by which these plans come to life. And then, of course, identifying the resources needed, the budget, the human resource, even things like where will you meet every month when you pull this work group together, who will really drive this process. We found that one of the most important keys to success is having that feeling of ownership around this. So identifying that early on, that there might be one entity in charge of the process, but that the entire partnership, the community involved in developing this, feels like they are contributing to it. And really being creative and thinking outside the box there. And the FAB measure 521 for state really recognizes that the documentation of that very broad participation is what's important, just as important as what the actual plan looks like, but that you can show that documentation. So simple things like even the agendas and the meeting minutes and that kind of evidence is something to always keep in the back of your mind if you're an agency planning to pursue FAB accreditation. website. ESTA research also found that there were approximately between 50 to 100 different community partners. And I'll just briefly, I think I'm checking my time, we're okay here. And then you get to the point where you select that model that will drive your process. Moving on to the analyzing and the identification of the data, so really understanding that this should align with the community health assessment, including the health indicators and the infrastructure or system capacity data. Was found in the research that the health improvement plans not only had that health component, but also that infrastructure and capacity. Again, we've all said that many communities, states already have gone through the process to collect and analyze data. So understanding and identifying what is a priority and what is driving this process, identifying timeframes and the relevance of that data. So again, the performance standards program, Healthy People, are all common sources that states use. I won't go into too much detail because Julia did a nice job of describing some of the different ways to identify the themes and the forces of change, but really that visioning and systems thinking process, ensuring that there's a shared understanding of the state in the state health, the public health system. Again, identifying the issues that could affect the success of a health improvement planning process, whether they be leadership or political or social changes or changes in economic climate or even environmental. Having the system understand the importance of health issues as it's perceived by the stakeholders, so again, that ownership throughout the community partnership. The visioning, I think, driving point with the involvement and success of this is having everyone around the table be part of that question of what do I want my health agency or my system to look like in 10 years from now, and then have them feel like they have an input into that answer. What can they do to contribute? Okay. And then just two more on the elements and the phases. But the establishing, communicating, and the vetting priorities. Choosing the different priorities to address over time and how they're communicated and how they're chosen. Priorities, again, should relate to the vision. They should, again, be set in a collaborative nature. Likely that the priorities that are set would contribute to the development of existing, the change or the development of policies to and from existing programs, changing programs that are in place, or creating new programs based on some of the health issues that were identified as priorities. And then finally, the implement phase. Again, developing the measurable, achievable goals, objectives, and strategies early on is a key to the success. They should be time-framed and measurable, and of course, engaging the partners along the way to make sure that from start to finish, this is something that gets done and doesn't just sit in somebody's binder on a shelf, but really is an active process that continues to be implemented, evaluated, and improved and changed. Okay, and I'm going to shift gears a little bit and just close with some of the ASTO TA resources and methods that we used. I described this particular guidance document that we're planning to have available on the ASTO website in the next couple weeks, and that will be a guidance document for geared towards state health agencies and the health system to develop a health improvement planning process. Our overall technical assistance, which is supported by both CDC and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, includes a variety of different methods and resources. Most commonly, we get calls from state health agencies interested in preparing for accreditation, and we're able to provide, thanks to CDC funding, some custom-designed hands-on technical assistance where ASTO and subject matter experts from the field get together and provide one-on-one assistance around a particular topic identified by the health agency. We engage our partners at CDC, I mentioned subject matter experts, but also really that peer engagement. We try to link state health agencies with other health agencies, accreditation coordinators who have gone through, say for example, the beta test with health agencies who are interested in applying. We have a variety of different modes of technical assistance through our newsletter, our website, our partners' information and webinars. And just a time check. Overall, again, I'll just wrap it up here, but wanted to encourage everyone to reach out to AFTO, NACHO, no matter where you are in the public health system, to seek technical assistance in the development of your health assessment, your health improvement plan, and encourage you to contact any of us here on the panel today. We're going to stop here and take some questions from the group. We have about 20 minutes. So, thank you for your time.